Welcome, friends. It's time to get your cacao ready and settle in as we join for another episode of Megan Hopper Presents The Cacao Crowd, where we'll connect to heal, empower, and learn to love ourselves a little more each day. We've got a great episode for you today. We're going to work with cacao from bar to cup to what you do afterwards. And I really felt like this was a very important episode. Just to make sure that everybody understands how to work with this thing that's in the title of the show. It's something that can just has so much magic to it and can help you really dig into your inner work. So I want to make sure that you guys understand exactly what to do with it instead of going into it with hesitation and trepidations. So if you've got a block, I know there were a lot of people that I saw this weekend out at one of the holistic fairs that I was working at in Anaheim who purchased a block. So thank you very much. And also your heart thanks you because we're going to have a great adventure. So yeah, just taking a sniff of it. Oh, it's magic. It's magic. Because there are so many parts of the type of cacao that we're going to make today, I'm going to do things a little bit out of order so that we can get the water started and get that heating while I talk to you guys about some of the other parts that are involved with an at-home cacao ceremony of sorts. You can call it a ceremony, you can call it a workshop. It really depends on whether you're paying homage to the cacao and all that is inherent in the cacao, or you're really using it as a plant medicine facilitator. So to get started with the water, this is a bottle that I brought from home. I use a Berkey filter. When you're talking about the water that's going into your cacao, you want to make sure that it's as pure as it can be. And short of going to a mountain spring yourself and collecting it, using something like a Berkey filter or going to a place nearby like the Water Brewery if you're near Costa Mesa would be a really good option. It takes all of the fluoride, the chemicals, residue from prescriptions that are in the system, everything that could kind of affect the quality of your water just gets streamed out. So definitely something that you want to look into, not just for your cacao for all the time, but definitely when you're adding something to it and activating a plant medicine. So I have my trusty electric kettle conveniently covered with cat fur because my cat decided he wanted to walk on it before we left. And I'm just going to add my water in here and set this to heat up while we go over some of the other questions and important parts of cacao that you guys, or the process that you guys might have. So for the surroundings, since I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, I don't go to yoga studios. I don't have a place where I can set this up. Just try to get somewhere that's relatively quiet. If there's a door that you can close, great. If you can go outside in your backyard or your front yard or a park. I like to go to the beach a lot because I live in California, so that's easy. If you can't get out in nature, definitely bring some of nature into you. So I have a couple of crystals with me today, trying to get them above my mic so that you guys can see them. I've got a rose quartz and a clear quartz. And a clear quartz, and we'll do a whole other show on crystals, but a clear quartz is just going to amplify any kind of energies that are coming in, energies that you're working on. It's kind of the magnifying glass of crystals. Whereas a rose quartz is very good for your heart chakra. And again, we'll do a whole other episode on chakras. So don't get hung up on the language. Like I said in my last episode, you are correct. So take what it is that resonates with you and leave everything else. So these are our two little crystals that we're going to work with today. And then you'll notice I'm on the ground today. And under me is a sheepskin. We like to use those in a lot of yoga classes just because it really does bring that natural surface to you, really creates that connection with the whole rest of the world, especially nowadays when so many people are living in high rises and so detached from nature and from the ground. So always good to have something under you. It doesn't have to be a sheepskin. It doesn't have to be crystals. You can go outside and grab some leaves, take some sand from the beach. Be creative, whatever speaks to you. And then the other thing is all of the sensory elements. So if you can turn your lights down a little bit, if you can put some oils together, have the oils in the diffuser kind of effervescing, or even just the music. And then the other thing you want to do is make sure that you're cleansing your space of energies. A lot of people use sage or Palo Santos. You can use selenite if you're comfortable with crystals. Otherwise, just close your eyes and imagine this wonderful bright light coming through your space and cleansing it. So why don't we take a minute and we'll do that now. So just kind of find a comfortable seated position or standing if you're listening to this on the go, because heck, if you're at a grocery store right now, and I know that's kind of my default because everyone has to go to the grocery store. So if you're at a grocery store right now, that space I'm sure could use some cleansing. So just close your eyes if you can. Take a deep inhale through your nose. Deep exhale. And just in your mind's eye, in your imagination, in your vision, see a beautiful white light coming down all around you and filling the space that you're in, clearing out all other energies. Leaving you with a blank canvas so that going forward with this work, you're not fighting anything, you're not against anything. You can create from scratch. Take another inhale and let it all go. Blink your eyes back open. And after clearing that space, my water has boiled. So we can get to the first step, because again, like I said, the cacao that we're making tonight is multi-process. So I have some lavender that is from my friends at Mountain Rose Herbs. It smells so good. Just plain dried lavender. The little stems and little buds, and we're first going to make a tea with that. So you just need a little pinch, just a little pinch, and I like to make my tea in a basket and then always have a cover for your tea, because anytime that you're making tea, it's the oils that are going to go up in the steam. And if the oils leave, then you miss all of the benefits of those essential oils. So you'll always want to cover your tea when it's steeping. Lavender itself, let me grab this, is great for anxiety, depression. It's anti-inflammatory. It can help with headaches. It's antifungal. So if you've got some kind of infection or something that you're concerned about, can help there. There's I like to make the joke that, you know, the duct tape WD-40 comparison of all you need in the world is duct tape and WD-40. If you're talking about oils, all you need is lavender and tea tree, because if lavender can't calm it or kill it, tea tree can, and then you're set. Next, let's talk about your body. So as you can see, I'm sitting in a cross-leg position. If you can't get to a cross-leg position, that's fine. Nobody's saying you have to. It is kind of the, you know, standard go-to. You see a lot of people in a cross-legged position when they're doing yoga or meditation. That's because it's really good for posture. It helps to keep your spine aligned. It helps to keep you feeling like you have this string coming out the top of your head that's pulling you into your perfect alignment, where it's easier for that energy to move up and down your spine. It's not a requirement. If you want to sit up against a wall or a chair or your couch, go for it. I mean, the biggest thing is making sure that you feel comfortable, but that you're still engaged, you're still alert, you're still present. Because this isn't just, you know, time to relax and sleep and chill. It is that. It is restorative in that sense, but it's also some of the most important work that you can do. And so really getting your body in a position where you're not going to be fidgeting, you're not uncomfortable, you're not shifting all the time, you're not feeling these aches and pains, but you're also not falling asleep is perfect. With your clothing, you know, you can see I have on yoga pants and a t-shirt, but whatever you feel comfortable in. If you feel most comfortable in a ball gown, okay, I'm not going to tell you no, celebrate it. If there's a pair of jeans that just feel really good for you, great. And to be honest, it depends on the day. It depends on the time of day. If I'm jumping into a ceremony or to do some work with cacao in the middle of my work day, then I've got work clothes on. Okay. So whatever feels comfortable for you, just roll with that. Also kind of mentioning in that timing. So a lot of people are like, well, do you have to start your day with this? Do you have to finish your day with this? Is this a nighttime? Is this, you know, and it's, again, whatever feels right for you. But I do find in the morning is a good time, because when you wake up, you haven't had all of those other thoughts and feelings throughout the day. So really just jumping into that work with an open mind and open heart, it makes it easier. But if you need an afternoon pick me up, nobody's saying, no, don't touch cacao in the afternoon. And, you know, if you want to put it into a moon ceremony or, you know, whatever other ceremony you're working with, the only thing that I would say be hesitant of is don't mix cacao with animal products. So you don't want to use cow's milk or goat's milk. And you don't want to put collagen in your cacao. So in preparing the cacao, this is the standard form cacao comes in. It's usually a bar, usually little discs, wafers. So one of the two of those, the wafers don't necessarily need to be crunched up as much, but with a bar, you can just put it on a regular cutting board with a good sharp knife and you'll press it open. And we can unwrap this one. I'll try to do this where you guys don't have to hear the crinkling. I want to show you what it looks like on the inside, because it does not look like a normal chocolate bar. So if you can see this, yeah, you can. It's got all these spots, and that's what we call a cacao bloom. That's just the sugars inherent in the cacao coming out and making themselves known, saying hi. The only thing it does is make cutting it much, much easier. Because when it's got the blooms on it, the more blooms it has, you can just push the knife on it and it'll crumble. So this one will be much easier to chop than the last one I did. However, for the sake of the show and for the sake of not having an unwieldy knife in my car, I pre-chopped it. So, this is pre-chopped cacao. And usually you'll use about 1 to 1.5 ounces in your cacao each day, depending on how you feel, if there's other things that you're taking. The contraindications are up on my website. So if you have any concerns with other things that you're taking, please look at that. Please talk to your medical professionals. Always talk to a medical professional before adding anything. But definitely if you're concerned about it, ask the question. Because cacao is a natural antidepressant, so it can have some interactions there. Now, I've been working with cacao long enough where I can eyeball how much I'm going to use, but you can definitely get a kitchen scale and actually measure it out if you want to. And you just put the cacao in the bottom of your cup, pour a little bit of hot water. You want hot, but not boiling. If it's boiling, it's going to separate the fats out, and then your cacao won't have the right consistency. So since that water was boiled a little bit ago, it's not quite boiling anymore. And then I use a little silicone whisk. You can use a silicone whisk, a metal whisk, a wooden whisk if it's hard enough, or just a spoon or fork if you have it. And just kind of push the little nuggets, little crumbs of cacao around a little bit. Get them to melt, break down. Always inhaling, starting the experience with all of your senses. You've already looked at it, now you want to smell it, you want to inhale it. Love the smell of cacao in the afternoon. Oh, and your fun fact for the day, the moon has moonquakes. I didn't know that before, but apparently the moon has moonquakes, 3 different kinds. Some that come from way inside, some that are kind of like what happens here with the plates shifting. And some are just very surface level. So if you're at bar trivia and they say, how many types of moonquakes are there? There's 3. And you just kind of keep stirring your cacao until it's mostly melted. You can add more hot water if you need to. We'll do a little bit more. And once your cacao is melted, that's when you'll add any of the other ingredients that you're working with. So last time we had cardamom and cayenne, a little bit of sea salt. Today, we already started our lavender tea that we're going to be using as the predominant base. But I also have, from one of my favorite little places, a vanilla bean paste from Fermentation Farm in Costa Mesa. If you have not been there, it's an amazing little store and restaurant that they use all farm-raised everything. All of the local farms deliver eggs and meat that you can buy. They make their own kraut and their own yogurts out of coconut. They have kefirs, they have kombucha bar, they have June, all the things that you could want. So definitely a place to check out if you're near Costa Mesa. And now that we have our tea all steeped, we can take the top off of that. Love the smell of fresh lavender tea. so good, so calming. I'm going to leave this studio smelling like lavender, and everyone else is just going to have very chill shows. So if you're listening to anybody else who's on Sitch Radio tomorrow, they're going to be blissed out. And you can just pour that in and pour it over my little scarf. My scarf will smell like lavender now too. It'll be wonderful. And then you just want to mix everything together. Make sure it's all together so that when you take a sip, you're getting all of the components. There's actually a story that I was told by one of my teachers in Guatemala, Keith, of Keith's Cacao, who will be joining us next week too to talk about empaths. But he tells us a story all the time of the cacao spirit and the vanilla bean and how they one wouldn't go without the other, so now they're just a perfect match. And it's so true. If you put a little bit of vanilla into your chocolate, it just brightens up any chocolate. So, yeah. And now, with our cacao prepared and our setting all as quiet and chill as it can be, getting some nature in there, ourselves in a comfortable position, we're ready to start doing the work. So just first take the inhale, big inhale of your cacao, letting the scent fill you. Letting it settle. Tasting the herbs that you've put in, the other additives on the back of your tongue from the scent. And again, as I've said, if any words that I say do not resonate with you, please leave them there and take what does. Because now we're going to do a blessing of our cacao. It can just be a thanking of our cacao if blessing doesn't work with you. Yeah. Just whatever works for you. And you can close your eyes. You can leave them open. Again, your choice. So just inhaling again. Thanking all of your guides, your guardians, plant, animal, and nature spirits, the water, the lavender, Mama Cacao, or the cacao spirit. All of your friends and family, seen and unseen, for filling you and your cacao with the vibrations for you to have the best day possible today, tomorrow, and through the weekend. Holding that gratitude in your heart, give your cacao either a little stir or a little shake if you have it in a jar. Because some of that will settle on the bottom and you don't want to leave any of that goodness. And just take a sip. Feeling the warmth of it in your mouth, going down the back of your throat, and working its way all the way through your system, lighting everything up as it goes. It's like flipping on a light switch. It went from dull and inactive to bright and shining, full of energy.
full of love, full of excitement and anticipation for what could be coming. And take another sip. And feel that light expanding within you. From your throat, from your heart, from your solar plexus, your sacral, and all the way down to your root. All the way up to your third eye and out your crown. Creating that column of light that comes in through your crown or the top of your head and goes all the way through out where your seat meets the earth. Connecting you between the cosmos and Mother Earth herself. Holding you, supporting you, loving you. Taking another sip. Feeling that energy expanding so that your whole body is just glowing. Kind of like we did with the space. Clearing the space out of anything that was no longer serving us, we can do the same with our body. All you have to do is allow. And don't forget your breath. Much like yoga, breath is the key to everything. Breath is life. If we stop breathing, that's when we don't exist anymore. Anytime that you feel like you're too far in, you can't think, you get scared, just take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your nose. Coming back to where you are. Coming back to being present in this moment. And once you've finished your cacao or you feel like you've had enough, feel free to meditate for as long as you'd like. Sometimes I like to use it as a booster for creativity as well. It's a very good catalyst for creative ideas. So if you're a writer, an artisan, maybe you're just getting ready to cook dinner, see what happens if you have the energy of cacao behind it. And then once you've done the work that you were setting out to do with cacao, and it might have changed. Always set your intentions, never your expectations, leaving room for the universe to add in its magic. But once you feel you've reached a completion point, then it's time to reground. And grounding is the term we use to mean being in your body. Being fully in your body, being present on this planet, being in this experience, feeling the ground. Because a lot of times when we go into energy work, when we go into ceremonial states, transcendental states, we're working with our higher self, our conscience, our conscious, our, you know, whatever word you want to use, our soul. But what we equate with the more ethereal,
and the like up there. So grounding just brings us back here. And in order to ground, there's a few really easy things you can do. You can move. Moving brings us back into complete work with this body, because then everything is focused on moving my fingers, on moving my arms, on getting these reactions to happen. Another thing you can do is have a snack. Now, I have some moon juice rainbow seed crisps here, which are absolutely delicious, and coincidentally, red. Red is the color associated with your root chakra. And again, we'll go into this in far more detail in another episode. But by having something that's red, those foods are usually the most grounding. So this one has beet in it. So I could have some of this, and then that would help ground me. Another option, because anything that's really tactile, like moving, is going to get you grounded. You can jump in the shower and concentrate on feeling the drips, every single drip hitting your skin. Or if you're doing this in a place where you can't shower, put your hands under a running faucet and really focus on feeling the water on you. That'll help you get back into your body and reground. And you can do that anytime during the day. It doesn't have to be after you've had cacao, after you've sat and done work. If at any point during the day you feel kind of flighty, you feel not quite right, your body feels a little shifty, a little shaky, you're getting some brain fog, whatever it is, any of those exercises are going to help bring your energetic self back in concert with your physical self and mend that relationship. Because if you're getting those symptoms, it means that you've disconnected in some way. So just do something light and easy to bring yourself back to yourself. So I hope you guys have learned a little bit more about cacao, about using cacao, about grounding, about what we're going to be doing here in a much lighter sense throughout the course of this podcast. Again, usually I'm going to make the cacao ahead of time. I invite you guys to do so as well, because then we can really dig into some of the other topics, some of the other techniques. And like I said, next week, my friend Keith is going to be here, Keith Wilson of Keith's Cacao, the chocolate shaman, all the way from Guatemala. So that's going to be amazing. And we're going to be talking about empaths. So if that's something that you're excited about, because I definitely am, and we're going to be doing some exercises for empaths too. So definitely check that out. And thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you so much for listening, for viewing. Keep your questions coming. I've already gotten some that have sparked ideas for full shows. So you're going to get more than a little bit of an answer. But so much love for you guys. Thank you.